Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes our star-studded show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads presents one of the greatest of recent musicals, Carousel, by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein II, starring Gordon McRae and his guest, the lovely Broadway star, Miss Patricia Morrison. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and the music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight another great musical success is brought to you by the American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life. And now, here is our star, Gordon McRae.
Thank you, Marvin Miller, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight in Carousel, I play the part of a carnival barker, Billy Bigelow. And lovely Patricia Morrison is the pretty little mill worker, Julie. We're in an amusement park, and it's spring.
June is busting out all over the meadow and the hill. Buds are busting out of bushes, and the romping river pushes every little wheel that wheels beside a mill.
Wheel that wheels beside a mill.
June is busting out all over. The feeling is getting so intense that the young Virginia creepers have been hugging the bejeepers out of all the morning glories on the fence.
Because it's June.
Because it's June.
June, June, June. Just because it's June.
June, June.
Well, hello. I wondered if you'd be back for another ride in the carousel. You don't come around much.
Oh, I've been here 3 times. I didn't realize you noticed me.
I don't miss much.
I guess you don't.
I'm knocking off for supper now. You'd like to have some with me?
Oh, I don't know if I should.
Look, girls don't refuse Billy Bigelow's invitations. Come on. So, you've been here 3 times. Did you notice me?
Yes.
You got a boyfriend?
No.
Now, don't lie to me.
I haven't anybody.
I can have all the girls I want. You know that?
I know, Mr. Bigelow.
What do you know?
That all the girls are crazy for you.
They say I'm bad medicine for girls.
Do they?
Ain't you scared of me?
Uh-uh.
What's your name?
Julie Jordan.
Suppose I was to say to you that I'd marry you, Julie Jordan.
You?
Scares you, doesn't it? You wouldn't marry anyone like me, would you?
Yes, I would, if I loved you.
How do you know what you'd do if you loved me?
Oh, I don't know how I'd know. I'd just know, I guess.
If I loved you, time and again I would try to say, all I'd want you to know. If I loved you, words wouldn't come in an easy way.
You're a funny kid, Julie. Don't remember ever meeting a girl like you. You look up at me with that little kid face like you trusted me. I wonder what it'd be like to be in love with her.
What?
Nothing. Still, I wonder.
If I love you, time and again I would try to say, all I want you to know. If I loved you, words wouldn't come in an easy way. Round in circles I'd go, longing to tell you, but afraid and shy, I'd let my golden chances pass me by.
Anyhow, I'm not a fellow to marry anybody. Even if a girl was foolish enough to want me to, I wouldn't.
Wouldn't you, Billy? Wouldn't you?
I'd leave him, Julie. He hasn't worked since you were married.
Oh, it's not Billy's fault, Carrie. That carnival woman fired him because she didn't want a married man for a barker. And Billy doesn't know any trade. He doesn't know anything but carnival life. Last Monday, he hit me.
Did you hit him back?
No.
I'd leave him. He thinks he can do whatever he likes just because he's Billy Biglow. Oh, he's a bad one, Julie.
Oh, he isn't willingly or meaningly bad, Carrie. Why, after supper, when he stands out here and listens to the music from the carousel, something comes over him, and he's gentle. You see, he's only unhappy because he isn't working. That's really why he hit me on Monday.
Fine reason. Beats his wife because he isn't working. I tell you, he's a bad one, Julie.
Oh, Carrie. What's the use of wondering if he's good or if he's bad? Or if you like the way he wears his hat? If he's good or if he's bad, he's your feller and you love him. That's all there is to that. Common sense may tell you that the ending will be sad, and now's the time to break and run away. The ending will be sad. He's your feller and you love him. There's nothing more to say. Something made him the way that he is, whether he's false or true. And something gave him the things that are his. One of those things is you. You will give them to the lad, and anywhere he leads you, you will walk. And any time he needs you, you'll go running there like mad. You're his girl.
your Billy out there by the fence talking to that no-count sailor Jigger.
Yeah, he's been hanging around a lot lately.
You better watch out for him, Julie. Jigger's been in a lot of trouble in this town.
I know. I wonder what they're talking about.
I tell you, Billy, it's as safe as selling cakes. The old guy will be carrying $3,000 or $4,000 again tonight. You'll walk along the waterfront by yourself with all that money.
Well, you'd think he'd have somebody go with him.
Ah, not him. I've been watching him for a week now. Now, you take your wife to the clam bake over on the island tonight, and then you and me can get lost for half an hour. It'll be a cinch.
No, Jigger. I don't like it.
Well, of course, if you got all the money you want. But I thought, seeing as how you're out of a job and you got a wife to support.
Oh, and beat it, Jigger. Robbery isn't my racket.
Okay, suit yourself.
Billy, Carrie's in the house, and there's something I want to tell you alone.
Okay, what is it?
Well, it's just that, well, it isn't easy to come right out with it. But you remember yesterday my head ached and you asked me...
Yes?
Well, you see, that's what it is. I'm going to have a baby.
A baby?
Yes, darling.
A baby. My kid. My son. Oh, Julie, we'll name him Bill.
My boy Bill, I will see that he's named after me. I will... My boy Bill, he'll be tall and as tough as a tree. Will Bill, like a tree, he'll grow with his head held high and his feet planted firm on the ground. And you won't see nobody dare to try to boss him or toss him around. No pot-bellied, baggy-eyed bully will boss him around.
Wait a minute. Could it be? What if he's a girl? What could I do for a girl? Me, a bum with no money. Oh, I'd like a girl, though. I can just hear myself bragging about her.
My little girl, pink and white as peaches and cream is she. My little girl is half again as bright as girls are meant to be. Dozens of boys pursue her, many a likely lad does what he can to woo her from her faithful has a few pink and white young fellas of two and three, but my little girl gets hungry every night, and she comes home to me.
My little girl,
I gotta get ready before she comes. I gotta make certain that she won't be dragged up in slums with a lot of bums like me. She's gotta be sheltered and fed and dressed in the best that money can buy. I never knew how to get money, but I'll try, by God, I'll try.
Keep supper hot, Julie. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Billy, where are you going?
I won't be long. There's something I've got to tell Jigger.
I'll go out and make it, or steal it, or take it, or die.
We'll return to the second act of Carousel very shortly. The manufacture of steel, with giant blast furnaces, flaming open hearth furnaces, glowing ingots, and huge rolling mills, is a dramatic American industry. And so great is the output of steel in the United States that no other country in the world can even approach it. In fact, the furnaces of America make more steel in 3 months than can be made in any other country in the world in an entire year. If you were to visit any of our huge steel mills, you would find thousands of skilled men and strange and monstrous machines, all working to increase even more the production of steel. For steel is vital in expanding the productive capacity of the nation, essential to our national rearmament program. And if you were to visit a steel mill, another thing would soon be apparent, and that is the highly important role which the railroads play in steel making. For it is the railroads that bring raw materials to the steel plant, the coal, iron ore, limestone, and scrap steel, coming from distant and varied sources, thousands of tons every day. And it is the railroads which carry out each day thousands of tons of finished steel. And as this steel moves out into the avenues of American industry and defense, it again moves over the railroads to countless enterprises throughout the country for fabrication into the arms and machines needed for our daily life and for our defense. In order that the railroads may continue to serve the country's essential transportation demands, thousands of tons of steel are required each month for the building and repair of freight cars and locomotives. A vital part of the railroad's program of enlargement and improvement of their plant to meet increasing transportation needs depends on an adequate supply of steel. There is no way in which the same amount of steel can be used to such good advantage in increasing the effective transportation capacity of the United States as by adding to the freight car and locomotive supply of the railroads. And now for the second act of Carousel, starring Gordon McRae and his guest star, Patricia Morrison.
This was a real nice plan day. We're mighty glad we came. The fiddles we had were good, you bet.
The company was the same.
You stay here with the crowd, Julie. I have an errand to do.
What errand? Where are you going?
Now don't start asking questions. I won't be long. Don't! I have to live! Julie?
Billy! Oh, Billy.
Did you know this man? He tried to rob me.
Yes, I knew him. He was my husband.
Come on, Billy.
Huh? Who are you?
I'm the starkeeper, Billy. See my stars there on the clothesline? I've just been dusting some of them before I hang them out for the night.
Where am I?
You're in the backyard of heaven. There's the gates over there.
The pearly gates?
No. The pearly gates are in front. Those are the back gates. They're just mother of pearly.
All right. Let's go in.
Look here, son, you're in a pretty tight corner. Fact is, you haven't done enough good in your life to get into heaven, not even through the back door. But you might still make it if you tried hard enough.
How?
You could go back down to earth for one day and do something real fine for someone. You might do your little daughter some good.
A daughter? It's a girl. My baby.
She's not a baby anymore. She's 15 years old.
How could she be 15 years old? I just came from there.
A year on Earth is just a minute up here, Billy.
Tell me, is she happy?
No, she isn't, Billy. She's a lot like you. That's why I figured you're the one who could help her the most. Look down there, Billy.
I
I see some kids. Is that her? The little one with the straw-colored hair?
Pretty, isn't she? My little girl.
Look. All the kids are running away from her.
Listen, Mary. Listen.
My father bought me a pretty dress.
My father would have bought me a pretty dress, too. He was a barker on a carousel.
Your father was a thief.
Oh, I know you. Oh, I hate you.
I want to see her. If I want her to see me, will she?
Yes, dear.
Little girl? Louise?
Who are you? How do you know my name?
Somebody told me you lived here. I knew your father.
My father?
I heard what that little whippersnapper said, and it ain't true. None of it's true.
It is true. Every kid in town knows it.
What does your mother say about him?
Oh, she's told me a lot of fairy stories about how he died in San Francisco. And she's always saying what a handsome fellow he was.
Well, he was. He was the handsomest fellow around here. Look, I want to give you a present. It's a star. I stole it.
My mother doesn't let me take presents. I gotta go in.
Darling, please, I want to help you.
Let go of my arm.
I want to make you happy. Take this.
No.
Please. I said take it.
Mother, a man slapped me.
There, Billy. You struck out blindly again. All you ever do to get out of a difficulty, it's someone you love. Failure.
Where is he?
Oh, it's Julie. Oh, help me. I don't want Julie to see me.
Then she won't.
Julie.
Longing to tell you, but afraid and shy, I let my golden chances pass me by. Now I've lost you, soon I will go in the mist of day.
Billy, afraid to tell Julie you loved her.
Now it's too late. And it's too late to do anything for my little girl, my Louise.
Billy, you should have told her that it makes no difference what a person's parents did or didn't do. She's got to stand on her own 2 feet.
And instead, I slapped her.
You could have told her, don't be afraid of people not liking you. Just you try liking them. Just keep your faith and courage, and you will come out all right. Like the song you used to sing when you were in school. You remember it, don't you? When you walk through a storm.
Yes. Yes, I remember it.
When you walk through a storm, keep your chin up high, and don't be afraid of the dark. The golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on, walk on.
Told her that, Billy.
Oh, he's gone. But I didn't make it up, Mother. Honest, there was a strange man here, and he hit me hard. I heard the sound of it, but it didn't hurt, Mother. It was just as if he kissed me.
Billy.
But is it possible, Mother, for someone to hit you hard like that, real loud and hard, and not hurt you at all?
It is possible, dear, for someone to hit you hard and not hurt at all. Is this what he gave you?
Yes. He said it was a scar.
Take it, dear. Keep it forever.
Look, she took it. She took the star. Julie knew I was here.
Ladies and gentlemen, and thanks to Patricia Morrison and our fine supporting cast, Katie Lee, Barbara Whiting, Ted Osborne, and Marvin Miller. The Railroad Hour is brought to you each week at this time by the American Railroads. America produces more steel than any other country in the world, and the railroads are vital to this record production. For it is the railroads that bring the bulk of raw materials to the mill, then take steel on to thousands of manufacturers, and finally deliver finished products to where they are needed in our daily life and our national defense. To meet growing transportation demands, the railroads are enlarging and improving every part of their plant. A vital part of that program is obtaining enough steel to build and repair freight cars and locomotives. The use of steel in this way is the most effective way to increase the nation's transportation capacity.
All aboard!
Well, folks, it looks as though we're ready to pull out. And so until next week, when Miss Evelyn Case will be our guest star in The Student Prince, this is Gordon McRae saying, so long.
Carousel, a musical play by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein II, was adapted for the Railroad Hour by Gene Holloway. Gordon McRae can be seen starring in the Warner Brothers production, The West Point Story. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. This is Marvin Miller saying goodbye until next week for the American Railroads. And now, keep tuned to your Monday night of music on NBC.
Nadine Connor graces the voice of Firestone on NBC.